This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. Time now on the Talk Radio Countdown Show for us to do what we do every week at this time. So pleased to be here with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, with the review of the top 10, the stories, the top 10 people. I'm wondering if we come up with another top 10. How about the best-looking talk host? Do you want to have a list of the top 10 best-looking talk hosts on Talkers Magazine? You want to try
best
that?
Best-looking. That would be interesting.
The best-looking. Or yeah,
That would go over big.
Yeah, the best sound.
I don't know if there are 10.
The best voice. What, good-looking one?
maybe we can find four. Yeah.
When you have the Talkers Convention scheduled for early June in New York again this year, bringing together people from the industry all over the country, hundreds of people come, I think we should have a beauty contest, frankly. I think we should have, we might want to put down a walkway. You know how they do at the beauty pageants?
Maybe we should. How about a walkway like they do at the State of the Union?
And, yeah.
I'll come out and I'll go, Madam Speaker, the most beautiful talk show host on earth, Doug Steffen. And you'll come walking down and shake hands with everybody and then read a speech.
Here he comes, Mr.
Right.
America.
Well, I think it's time to get into the survey. Yes,
it is.
Unless you're lobbying for a new career as a beauty queen, I'm not quite sure where we're going with that.
I've never been a queen in my life. I've never gone down that street. And as far as beauty is concerned, I've been told I was beautiful by some people. I am. I think you're a beautiful person. We're beautiful.
Okay. Well, your mother was a very nice lady. And,
all right, let's get to the story.
Okay, number 10, Super Bowl 53. And it's tied with the National Basketball Association trade deadline. So we had some sports.
Now, I want you to admit, you're looking at the Roman numeral because that's what appears on the sheet, and you had to think about it for a second.
No, I know it's 53. I was thinking about whether I wanted to be cute and say L-I-I-I. Yeah, and I edited it out. I said, nah, just say. Okay. But that's what the hesitation was. I actually pride myself on being able to read Roman numerals because they were on the clock in my grade school.
Our age can do that. Do that.
At number 9, Venezuela unrest and U.S.-China relations. At number 8, the Bezos-Pecker accusation.
You didn't just say that.
I just said it. The Bezos-Pecker accusation.
Somebody said to me, I was earlier talking about the D story, and everybody yelled and screamed, no, you can't use that word. And I didn't know what the word was until they started laughing about it and referencing it, his D shot, if you will. All right.
That's good. I have no idea what you're talking about, but okay.
You do have to. It's a four-letter
word during the break.
Okay, well, all right.
At number 7, the Virginia Democrats' troubles. At number 6, the 2020 presidential hopefuls, as that stew is brewing. And the Elizabeth Warren Native American issue, another wrinkle in that story. The Green New Deal at number 5. The border wall battle at number 4. The House Intel investigation at number 3. Number 2, the good old Trump-Russia investigation. And number 1, the aforementioned State of the Union address. That was the top topic of conversation. Among the people being talked about at number 10, we have Bill Belichick and Sean McVay, the coaches of the Super Bowl teams. But there were a number of other players that were obviously talked about. At number 9, we have Nicolas Maduro. At number 8... Jeff Bezos and David Pecker. At number 7, Ralph. At number 7, Ralph Northam, Justin Fairfax, and Mark Herring. At number 6, Nancy Pelosi and Elizabeth Warren. At number 5, your favorite, Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez and Ed Markey. Number 4, Michael Cohen. Number 3, Adam Schiff. Number 2, Robert Mueller. Number 1, Donald Trump, the President of the United States.
Do you remember? We knew this fellow. He used to come to our conventions. Peter Richard Johnson. Do you remember him, the lawyer?
Peter Johnson, the lawyer?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
His name is Richard. Richard,
oh,
okay.
I never knew that. I just knew it was Peter Johnson. His father is Peter Johnson,
right.
too.
Yes, he was. Yep, right, exactly.
Matter of fact, I once had lunch in New York with three Peter Johnsons in one day. I had breakfast.
Really?
I had breakfast with Peter Johnson and his father, and then I had lunch with he was a writer. I've lost touch with him for USA Today, named Peter Johnson. And I sat there. I said, "Geez, you're the third Peter Johnson I've dined with today. How's that for a coincidence?"
Right. Well, you're not getting because you didn't get the Dick thing of the deed. Peter Richard Johnson makes those all three of those names make reference to.
Oh gosh,
private
I hadn't even thought about that. My mind doesn't go in those directions.
No, mine didn't either until somebody. I think Rich McFadden pointed it out to me a number of years ago. So
yeah, anyway. The reason that I mentioned the Jeff Bezos David Pecker thing with a little humor is I find the name Bezos to be kind of funny.
I think the name Pecker is funny. So you put them together.
Well, I guess so.
What do you have? All right, so we've had our boyhood fun. The
We've had our senile fun.
Yes, we have. So in terms of the list of people, let's spend a minute talking about Belichick and Sean McVay, who said that he was outcoached. And that would stand to mean he has nothing to be ashamed of. I thought that they presented themselves pretty well. No football expert. I watched a little of the game. But I thought the fact that he said he was outcoached, he's a younger coach and still has a lot to learn. The fact that he got the team as far as he did this year, I thought was a great accomplishment. He should be proud of himself. And the people in Los Angeles, people he works for, should be proud of him.
Oh, yeah.
You're not going to. How do you outdo somebody like Belichick?
Well, you can outdo him if the ball bounces the right way. I mean, so much of football is the way the ball bounces. So much of football, heroes and villains, you know, successes and failures is based on sometimes the narrowest of circumstances, the smallest of plays. When you have a game like that Super Bowl was a defensive masterpiece. A lot of people said it was boring, but that's a sign of the times, that if we don't have lots of scoring, it's boring. Well, no, it was a defensive masterpiece. Both teams put together defensive plans that could be best be described in football terms as genius. And Bill Belichick just did it a little bit smarter than McVay, but Sean McVay's performance as a coach in that game was stellar.
Well, that was the point. I was trying to make the point that he has nothing to be ashamed of.
No
second guessing, none of that stuff. I mean, he's and the kid that was the coach of the team that they beat in the playoffs. Why do I not remember? He went into the locker room with the kid that was the coach. Brady went into the quarterback. For, was it St. Louis? Who did the Patriots beat in order to get
The Patriots. The Patriots beat the Chiefs, and he went into Patrick Mahomes' locker room, and he congratulated him. Patrick Mahomes is, in fact, relatively a kid, and he's a great quarterback. These are all good teams and good players. I just find it to be a sign of the times that most people found the game boring because it didn't have high scoring.
Well, and you know what? The Major League Baseball is meeting this week to try to address the boredom factor.
There.
Right, exactly. They're trying to move things along faster. Last year, didn't we have a few games that went 7 hours? Good God.
Yeah, well, that's ridiculous. Yeah. But in baseball, the problem that, it's not a problem, the current trend that they're having is that fans want to see high scoring. So defense is also being underplayed in baseball. Everybody is swinging for the fences as opposed to trying to get on board. Small baseball versus big baseball. It really is interesting. I don't want to go too deep into the weeds with this because we're not a sports talk show. But basically, for laymen, in general terms, the nature of sports is changing into offense as opposed to defense because people want to see scoring. And yet, half of the intrigue and the talent in sports is defense. Because what good is scoring if you're playing against a bunch of guys that can't keep you from scoring?
Right.
So, no defense.
Right. Yeah, literally. Yeah.
It'd be like going to watch boxing and everyone is a third-round knockout. That would eventually be more boring than, 12 rounds and a split decision.
Right.
All right, the other thing,
the good news, let me finish with the good news. The baseball catchers and pitchers report next week to the various teams, and then the teams themselves, the rest of the teams come in for the first games that start a couple of weeks from now. So they'll be on the radio by the last weekend in February. That's kind of nice. Kind of cool. 15 past the hour. You're listening to the Talk Radio Review, the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, with a focus on your weight and how you're trying to get rid of it. I know you've been through a lot. I have. We've all put on some pounds, maybe 3, 4, maybe 30 or 40. Who knows what your problem is? I just know how to fix the problem. Fixing the problem is knowing how to use this product, Calitrin, which is the healthiest choice, there are a lot of weight loss programs, and a lot of them are good, they're effective, because they'll help you lose the weight, but then you can't keep it off. You just go back. How many people have been on a diet where they've gotten on a exercise program or done whatever to lose 10, 15 pounds, and then you stop the program, comes right back again? Not going to be the case with Calitrin. Calitrin is known for and has proven to be over 30 years the healthiest, leanest way to fix your body up. Weight loss, energy, all kinds of joint support, because the main ingredient in Calitrin is collagen, which is the number one protein in the body. That's what supports healthy muscle mass, stronger skeletons. It's your number one protein, collagen. But you stop making when you're in your 30s, so you got a supplement. This is the best way to get it. Boing. And once you get it back into your body, boing, you start to produce it again. It sort of jump starts your own production of protein and your own production of collagen, which you need in order to keep yourself together. So let's get on this program. Lose the weight. Make your body healthier. You'll be a happier kid, a happier person. 10% off when you use the DJV code. Right now, go to toploss.com to lose the weight. Toploss.com. Special 10% off deal, plus a free bottle after you buy three. Get the fourth one free. Use the code DJV when you order Calitrin for weight loss at toploss.com. That's toploss.com. Code DJV for 10% off.
Your brain is an amazing thing, but as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. In clinical trials, Prevagen has been shown to improve short-term memory. Prevagen, the name to remember, now available in stores everywhere. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Would you like to leave a lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable asset. I have the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. Yep, 5 minutes. After only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now I wouldn't use anything else. Power Swabs. Super fast, easy, and approved by hygienists everywhere. Get Power Swabs at 800-208-1797. Use the DJV code that sells you 50% off the retail price. Not available in stores. Just call 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs. Get the deal. 800-208-1797.
Exercising, making smart food choices, and getting enough sleep are all ways to take care of your body every single day as you age. Now there is an easy way to help take care of your brain, too, by adding Prevagen, a proven brain health supplement, to your daily routine. In a clinical trial, taking one Prevagen a day has been shown to improve short-term memory. Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
One of the great things about dealing with talkers and the staff there, they get so into it when it comes to understanding what's going on the stations, with the hosts, listening to the topicality. This is a big job, producing this list every week. Congratulations to Michael and his staff for the top 10 stories, top 10 people, which we continue to review in a matter of moments here on the Weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen with a job every week that's a pleasure. Charts for the week of February 4th to the 8th right now in discussion. And one of the most interesting, we've been back and forth playing when we mentioned Jeff Bezos at number 8 and the foolishness going on with him and the Wall Street Journal. The National Enquirer, not quite the Wall Street Journal, not quite. And the pictures and all this stuff this is the richest man in the world. Have we no pride? Is there just no boundary? Is there nothing that people will not do?
Who are you complaining about? Bezos or Pecker?
I'm not even sure that I'm complaining. It's just an option.
Well, you say there's no boundary. Whose boundary was whose boundary?
Bezos is sending pictures around, and he's trying to beat these guys at the National Enquirer from publishing pictures, so he's going to publish them himself, of him being naked, having sex with this woman who's his girlfriend. And so, I mean, this guy is the wealthiest man in the world. He has control of the biggest corporation in the world. And yet he's diddling around. And that's what people are going to remember him for, as much as anything else, at least at this point in his life.
For a while, yeah. I mean,
can you even imagine you being involved in something?
I haven't made a sex tape in 10 years. I'm telling you.
Of course you haven't. Yeah. Okay.
You know.
I didn't know that.
When I turned 40, forget it.
Yeah. Right. Okay.
But no. I mean, we live in a tabloid society, and the bigger you are, the more of a target you are,
so to speak.
Yeah. Well, this has got to stop.
That's how silly it is. It's so silly.
Well, it's sociologically, it's quite serious. And I would prefer that we tend to take it down that road because what we have here is we have great questions about the credibility of the press. And, you know, one of the biggest problems with Trump is that he has undermined belief in the press with the fake news thing. And one of the other problems is the press undermines its own credibility with with the kind of...
But do you consider the National Enquirer to really be...
I consider the National Enquirer... You've got to remember, it's not just the National Enquirer involved in this brouhaha. It's also the Washington Post. Yeah. This is a battle between the National Enquirer and the Washington Post.
Well, Post was is owned by Bezos.
Yes, so and the Post is very critical of Trump, and the National Enquirer was, until recently, supportive of Trump. And that whole catch-and-kill thing that the Enquirer does is fascinating, and you wonder how much of that stuff goes on. So the idea that the National Enquirer is extorting people and blackmailing them, so says Bezos. And Bezos is controlling the Washington Post and all of the money that these people have and their connections to power. This is troubling indeed.
Troubling how? Let's go another sentence on this.
Has to do with the credibility of people who wield enormous power in industry and in the media.
You think the National Enquirer ever had any credibility? Do you think at one point the National Enquirer did have some sort of...
I think the National Enquirer has tremendous impact. The credibility is in the eye of the beholder. They
well, it does
stuff
have, it
out
always
there.
Has.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it just... you just think about, is there no limit to what people will do or say or print? That's kind of... But then, is there, should there be? I guess it's decorum. We think about being genteel as gentlemen.
Well, we should have free speech, but we all should also have responsibility with that. Free speech doesn't mean you can go and slander or libel people.
Nope, 28 past the hour. This is the Talk Radio.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Gold is a better way. Gold is a better way. Gold is a better way.com. Imagine doing business with a company that seeks to add massive value before asking for your business. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the co-owner of Advantage Gold and the author of the now national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. This book may not be for you, but if you're like most people, you'll be blown away when you learn why gold is set to soar to over $10,000. And as a bonus for hitting the bestsellers list, I've been gifted 250 copies from my publisher. If you have an IRA or 401k with over $100,000, I want to send you a copy of the national best-selling book. You can buy it on Amazon or go to Barnes & Noble or be among the first 250 people to reply. Just text the word bestseller to 49776. That's bestseller to 49776 to claim your free national best-selling book now. That's the word bestseller to 49776. We promise to add massive value before ever asking for your business. Just text the word bestseller to 49776.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Acting Attorney General Matthew Whitaker repeatedly denied interfering with a Mueller probe investigating President Donald Trump's ties to Russia in a combative hearing with the House Judiciary Committee. But Democratic Washington representative and member of the committee, Pramila Jayapal, tells CNN she questions if Whitaker told the truth.
It was very difficult to fully believe him because he did not come across as truthful. So if I had to guess, I would say that he's hiding something. Did he have a conversation and not tell us about it? He could answer the question that he didn't have a conversation, but did somebody else?
Whitaker told committee members, "We followed the special counsel's regulations to a T." President Donald Trump said Friday that he will hold his second summit with North Korea's Kim Jong-un in Hanoi and predicted that the authoritarian country would someday become a great economic powerhouse under Kim's leadership. In the pair of tweets, Trump praised Kim and said his representatives had just left North Korea after a productive meeting. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Every hiring manager knows that a company is only as good as the people it's made from. So where do you find the best people? That may surprise you.
Meet the grads of life, young adults of unique determination and experience, an ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
This is talent worth knowing about.
Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
All right, here we are on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, our weekly, I guess, introspective, maybe an outrospective, is there such a word as an outrospective, of what's happening conversationally on the best news talk radio stations around the country. Research done by Talkers Magazine, which you can find, talkers.com, the list of the stories and the people. Also, Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, the entree into the MH interview, which you also can find. We'll talk about who Michael has in his sights this week. Back to the countdown, back to the discussion, back to the issues. There's a whole big movement in our business to do podcasts. And we have like a little podcast, I suppose, in a manner of speaking, of this program every week at talkradiocountdownshow.com. But I wonder, you do your podcast, and is this really the direction that we're going? And one of the reasons I'm bringing it up is because every week we see new lists of new podcasts. And I look at them, and I'm sure you look at them. And there's a new one from Pittsburgh, a neo-Nazi podcast. I mean, podcasts are for an individualized, specialized audience.
Mm.
And then I look at that, and I think, is there no... Well, there's no containment because it's free speech. But, you know, then I think, who's going to listen to that? And there
neo-Nazis.
Are, sadly,
Neo-Nazis will listen to it.
That's right. What, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Or people lured into it by accident, thinking that, oh, this is interesting, and then they become neo-Nazis. But but I don't, are you asking, what are you asking me? Is podcasting...
How much of a factor is podcasting going to be moving forward? For I noticed a couple of talk radio hosts this week launched a podcast. Dennis Miller has one that he's moving from one place to another. That got some attention. But Miller was somebody who had a very good audience, accomplished talk radio personality, very entertaining. He decided to stop doing it for whatever the reason, and then he started to do a podcast. Mm-hmm. And now the podcast has grown larger and larger. I guess I don't put my... I'm a times sort of... this is inside. Time spent listening guy. I like to listen to the shows on the air, on the radio stations that they're on. That's just me. But we're... And you, I think, the same thing. But we're becoming... We're becoming dinosaurs because people can. They want to listen.
Well, don't include me. Don't include me in that. I'm
what,
the biggest
being a dinosaur.
Being against podcasting.
I'm not against it.
I'm one of the first. I'm a champion of podcasting, and I'm doing podcasts. So I'm not. To me, it's not either or. It's not like, you know, time spent listening on the air kind of guy versus podcasting. No, I think they're both pretty cool.
Yeah,
I think they work hand in hand.
Used to. Maybe it's just getting used to having the ability to listen to things. I find all the time people saying that they'll listen to the DJV program, for example, on the way to work, and they can listen for 30, 40 minutes. And then on the way home, they can find the podcast of it to hear what we did.
You're confusing the term podcast for another term called on demand. I don't consider the podcast of this show that we're doing now or your morning DJV show to be the same as a podcast that is made to be a podcast.
It's just like for podcasting only. Yeah.
Okay. Right. Yeah. A podcast, you know, you could have anything and call it a book. You could have anything and call it a film, but there's a difference between a theatrical production, a movie, and something that happens to be recorded on film. And it's the same thing with podcasts. You take a radio show that was meant to be in real time on radio, and then you have it available for people to listen on demand at another time. That's quite a different listening experience than listening to something that was specifically designed for on demand. That is not time sensitive, that isn't talking about what happened this morning, unless it's talking about it in a generic sense. So they're very, very different pieces of media, and a whole different set of media theory goes into making them. So that being said, yeah, we have on demand and radio shows that people miss can be heard later, which expands the opportunity for you to have more people listening. You're not just limited to the people that happen to be in the car when you're on at a certain time by appointment. So that's kind of good. But the idea that you could sit down and create a program that could last for months or years or centuries, specifically to be out there for anybody in the world who wants to hear it, any single way you design it, without concern about commercials, without concern about fitting into a clock and the timing, that I think is the greatest thing since sliced bread. And that's what true podcasting is about. And the reason so many people are doing it is because it's so efficient. It's accessible. We have the technology to do it. It doesn't require a lot of money. It doesn't require a lot of equipment. And it does require, though, a lot of strategy and talent. And that's why most of them are doomed to fail, but some of them are going to be very successful.
All right, let's spend some time talking about this number five issue this week on the story, counting down to number one. Number five is the Green New Deal. I'm not sure how to quite phrase it, but Democrats have come up with an idea for the environment. So how do you think this is shaking out?
Well, it's more than the environment. It's a big, wide, comprehensive platform that the left wing of the Democratic Party and a lot of the newcomers to Congress have put together to basically, from what I understand, explain the direction they'd like to see the government and the country go when it comes to legislation. And that includes the environment, but I think it also includes social justice and economic equality, et cetera, et cetera. Some people are calling it a new form of socialism. And then, of course, there is a debate as to what socialism means. It is going to cause a bit of a rift among the Democrats, the new Democrats and the old Democrats, and Nancy Pelosi is definitely going to have a challenge in keeping them organized and keeping them on track. She has not come out as a major proponent of the Green New Deal. She has put it into perspective from the perspective of power and the establishment in the Democratic Party that she is. So she's definitely not just rah-rah Green New Deal. It's more of a Bernie Sanders, Alexandra Cortez, and Ed Markey from Massachusetts is in on it, and it's controversial. I mean, there are some things in it that on face value make a lot of sense, but when you start getting into government control over many things that hitherto were marketplace, it does bring up the S word, and socialism is a concept that doesn't play well with a lot of people in this country.
No. Well, it hasn't worked. Well, I guess it's worked for some and not worked for others. Under circumstances.
There's a difference between the socialism that leads to Marxism and communism and the socialism that leads to democratic socialism in places like Norway, Sweden, places like that. There's different kinds of socialism, and that's why I think that one of the things certainly the media needs to do is explain what socialism means so it doesn't just get painted with a broad brush that all socialism is akin to communism. Because that's like saying all capitalism is akin to fascism. This is one-dimensional thinking.
Do you think the news media is capable of an objective definition for socialism?
Well, that goes back to why I was concerned about the battle between the Washington Post and the National Enquirer. I think that the news media had better get ready to live up to the responsibility it has going forward to keep this country alive and keep the democracy functioning properly. And not to mention the educational system, where there's tremendous bias and shortcomings.
Well, you mean what we're being taught, what children are being taught, isn't facts, it's opinion. It's slanted. There's a lot of
very
social
much so.
Stuff being taught by teachers. And it's right. It's really, you're right, undermining the whole educational system, the process.
Yeah, yeah.
My daughter, for example, doesn't want my grandson to go to public school, even though, she went to private school, my son went to private school. They didn't feel like they were restrained or that there was a mission to teach a certain way instead of developing one's own ability to think things through, to figure things out, to be clear. And that's not really allowed in public school these days. You know, the 50% of kids that drop out in Los Angeles, the disgraceful 50% of the kids that go through the L.A. Unified School programs don't graduate from high school. 50%.
That's shocking. I didn't realize that. Are you sure of that?
That's the number.
That's a scary number.
It really is. And what an indictment of the system, because nobody allows kids to think anymore. They don't want to. You've got to be taught not what to think, but how to think.
Yeah,
I remember learning that when I was in the fourth grade.
Critical thinking is the key.
Yes, yeah. It certainly is to a healthy democracy, a healthy country it is. Mm-hmm. But now, speaking, I put somebody on in one of the other hours of this program, one of the people participating, a host from a good host, Rick Jensen, from WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware. I put him on the spot. I said to him, in a nice way, that he was he represented part of the problem. And he said, what do you mean? And I said, well, because you have a list of talking points, things that you're comfortable with, things that the people who listen to your program want to hear you say. But is that really getting people? And then we started talking about some of the stuff that you and I talk about. We're here to get an audience. We're here to sell advertising. And so we get an audience the way we get an audience. Some people get in one way and some people get in another way, but it's fairly easy on many talk radio stations these days to get an audience by following along with the talking points of the people who are right of center that love Trump, and that's what they want to hear. And whether that's a problem or not, maybe I shouldn't have used the term problem, but he...
We're confusing newspapers and objective journalism with a radio format that's entertaining and opinionated.
But is there any such thing as objective? Is there any
The spirit of objectivity is what we're talking about. Mm-hmm. When you endeavor to deceive, when you endeavor to propagandize, when you seek victory for your cause as opposed to seeking truth and changing your view in the face of new evidence, when you don't do that, then there's a problem. Yeah, there's a problem, and that's wrong. Any talk show host, in my opinion, who goes on the radio and spouts opinions that they don't believe in, I think that they're doing a disservice to themselves and to humanity. I cannot do that. I am not right about everything I say. I am wrong, and one of the things about me personally is that because I've been wrong in the past, as I get older and hopefully wiser, I realize I could still be wrong going forward. So it tempers me a little bit in terms of...
Here's what I think.
So yeah. I have a different approach to it. But Anybody that's out there, if you sincerely believe whatever crap it is you're serving up, well, then that's okay. But if you don't believe it, if you're doing it purely to get to affirm people's biases and people's ignorance, then you're part of the problem, whether you're a journalist or an entertainer.
Want to leave a great lasting impression on people? Studies show time after time after time that a great smile is your best feature. Want to not be forgettable and get the ugliness off of your teeth, the things that come from smoking or drinking wine or anything that has the teas sometimes, those things will leave stains on your teeth, so you get rid of them. And getting rid of them is something that Power Swabs is known nationally and now internationally to do easily and quickly, instantly, in fact. You break open the tube, you take the little Q-tip and take the material that has been processed, the all-natural whitening system. It transforms your smile in 5 minutes or less. Do it 5, 6, 7 times, up to 10, 12 times, and you'll see it get brighter each time by 2, 3 shades every time you use it. No brainer. Power Swabs, the best way to clean your teeth. Everybody's thinking about the options for looking their best. This is the best way to get your teeth looking their best. Power Swabs. Call 800-208-1797. Only way to get the deal, 50% off the retail, by calling that number and using Doug Steffen or DJV as a code. Power Swabs, beautiful teeth and all naturally done. 800-208-1797. List of the top people. Sometimes we don't get to formally do this as much during the course of the program, just so you have a reference point. All right? Number 10 on the people list this week, according to Talkers Magazine, Bill Belichick, for obvious reasons. Nicolas Maduro, number 9. Ralph Northam, the governor of Virginia, number 8. Elizabeth Warren, number 7. Nancy Pelosi in the 6th position. Alexander Ocasio-Cortez, number 4. Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez is 5. Michael Cohen is 4. Adam Schiff, the congressman from Los Angeles, number 3. Robert Mueller, becoming, almost like a prince, a stately prince in American politics, number 2. And number 1, the king, the Donald. Donald Trump, no surprise there. So that's the list of the people, courtesy of the research done by the folks at Talkers Magazine, which you can find at talkers.com. I'm Doug Steffen.
Imagine waking up tomorrow and being 20 pounds lighter. What would that do for you? How much better would you feel? Now, we all know that overnight weight loss is not realistic or safe, but if you're taking Calitrin, it can be that easy. Take Calitrin once a day and you can lose weight and feel better. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hi, this is Brenda from Ohio. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds.
Hi, I'm Adam. I've been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went to a size 42 and never felt better in my life.
Hello, my name is Joyce and I'm from Texas. I've used Calitrin for a while and I've lost 61 pounds. I've gone from a size 24 to a size 16. It makes my sister-in-laws jealous. It really works.
When you give Calitrin 90 days to work, it has a huge 86% success rate. If you want weight loss with real lasting results, visit TopLoss.com for more information or call 833-TOP-LOSS. That's 833-TOP-LOSS or TopLoss.com.
Hey, this is Victoria with the DJV Show. Want to leave a great lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable feature. I've got the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, the world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, it's only 5 minutes. After using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now there's no going back. I don't think twice about cracking a smile. Power Swabs are super fast and easy to use and hygienist approved. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? It's a no-brainer. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores. Call now for your Power Swabs. 800-208-1797. Again, that's 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
Talk Radio Countdown Show. Let's go through the stories this week, the week of February the 4th to the 8th. top 10 stories, according to research by the folks at Talkers Magazine, brings us around to number 10, which is pretty much always a focus on what's on sports talk radio. The Super Bowl, certainly people talking about that. The trades on the basketball court or on in the offices of the basketball teams, and the beginning of the baseball season. U.S.-China relations, number 9. The unrest in Venezuela continues. That's number 8. Jeff Bezos and his foolishness, number 7. The trouble with the Democrats in Virginia, number 6. Number 5, the hopefuls that will be president. Number 4, the Green New Deal. The third item is the border wall. The second item is the investigation. There are all these damn investigations. They continue. And number 1 was the President's State of the Union Address. That's it, the top 5 plus 5, or the top 10 stories from Talkers Magazine this week.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk Radio Countdown Show continues now with our weekly visitor. Every once in a while I think I'm introducing Karnak, but I'm not. I'm introducing Stephen. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who's our visitor from the East. No question about that. Professor of law at Bentley. He's also a well-known expert when it comes to scams. Writes books about it. Has a great website. Anytime you're concerned about scamming, go to scamaside.com. All right, so the Jeff Bezos thing has to be on the top of any legal requirement for conversation as to who can sue who. I think it's always interesting. You know, Bezos owns the Post, and Trump is connected to the National Enquirer. How you can be sued, or maybe you can explain the legal ramifications, because this stuff comes up all the time about what you can print in the way of a public figure. I remember Johnny Carson sued the National Enquirer, and Ed McMahon did too, and they got tens of millions of dollars out of them because what they printed wasn't right. And the National Enquirer isn't worried about printing what's right. They're interested in printing what will get people to buy at the newsstand, right?
Absolutely. You know, the laws regarding libel and slander and defamation are different for the media than they are for just regular people. And there was a reason for that. I mean, it comes all out of a case in the 1960s, New York Times versus Sullivan. And this is when there was a full-page ad in the New York Times that was raising funds for Dr. Martin Luther King. And it detailed in the ad just some horrible things that had been done by the police against civil rights demonstrators in Alabama. So a city councilor, who wasn't even mentioned, sued saying that he was defamed because there was a slight mistake in there and he was in charge of the police and it was defamation. So there was an all-white male jury that gave a big judgment against the Times. Went up to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court unanimously overturned it and set the law, which we have now, is that if the media has a duty to report, and so if they make a mistake, they're only liable if they purposely lied, if it was done with malice or a reckless disregard for the truth. So the Bezos thing, the law behind it is kind of interesting, because Bezos is accusing the Inquirer of extortion, saying that they will not publish the material they have about him if Bezos says that the National Enquirer is not acting on behalf of Trump and not trying to do this for a political reason. And Bezos is saying, no, that's not so. Why this is kind of high stakes now is, of course, you know, we remember that the Inquirer was doing what they used to call the catch and kill deals. These were where the Inquirer was buying the stories of Karen McDougal and Stormy Daniels and then killing the stories, and they did this to help Trump. Well, they got convicted of campaign finance regulations with this. However, they really didn't have any kind of penalty other than they're on a three-year probation, and if they were to be convicted of extortion in dealing with Bezos, that could come down back into the fore and hurt them quite a bit.
Well, it's really very interesting how complicated, and you've done a fabulous job in a couple of minutes of explaining the nuance of this, because it is actually legally very complicated, because there are different rules in the media, news media, for people, whether you're public or you're not public, and how do you decide whether it's a public figure or isn't a public figure. But then you just get down to the basics of what the wealthiest man in the world is going to send out pictures of himself having sex with his girlfriend. I just don't.
It shows you can be very, very wealthy and be very, very stupid at the same time. Just amazing some of the dumb stuff people do.
And the court isn't the court. It's a court of public opinion where you have to fight your case, not necessarily in the courts of law. That's not the case for the border. The wall and what's going on and who's getting admitted and who isn't and how long the lines are. Do we need more judges? You know, there are 20 people a day. There's this little town in Texas, and 20 people a day are coming across, and there are 40 or 50 waiting in line to come in. But they just said, okay, we don't have enough judges. 20 is all we can handle. Is there any recourse in all of this other than people going back or not coming in the first place?
Yeah, well, Congress has got to actually put together a comprehensive immigration law, not dealing with it in response to perceived emergencies.
Mm-hmm. Well, it is, I guess, do we have an emergency? We get a mess. Whether it's an emergency or not remains to be seen. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who is on the program every week to overview some of the legal input that we have on some of these great stories on The Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.